Mr. President, at the outset, I, on behalf of Nepali delegation, would like to express deepest condolences on the tragic and untimely demise of the former Prime Minister of Japan, Abe Shinzo. Mr. President, my delegation welcomes the adoption of all resolutions under Agenda Item 3, most of them by consensus. Nepal voted in favor of all the resolutions called for vote under Agenda Item 3. Nepal appreciates the consensual adoption of the resolution on human rights and climate change. Climate change is a common concern of humankind, and that states should respect, promote, and consider their respective international obligations as agreed in the multilateral forums in addressing the global issue of climate change. The adoption of the resolution on elimination of all forms of discrimination against women and girls, and the resolution on the extension of the mandate of the Special Rapporteur on violence against women and girls reflects states' determination towards eliminating all forms of discrimination and violence against women and girls and ensuring their equal and meaningful participation in public affairs. Nepal co-sponsored both of these resolutions. Nepal is strongly committed to ending all forms of violence and discrimination against women and girls, including against gender and sexual minorities. Mr. President, the COVID-19 pandemic exposed our vulnerabilities and the inherent inequalities existing within and among states. While states strive to build resilient and more inclusive and sustainable economies, the need for ensuring equitable, affordable, timely, and universal access to medicines, vaccines, and other health products is crucial. We believe that the resolution adopted at this session would contribute towards ensuring the right of everyone to the enjoyment of the highest standard of physical and mental health. Mr. President, while we are towards the conclusion of the historic 50th session of the Human Rights Council, we urge that the work of the Council should be guided by the principles of universality, objectivity, non-selectivity, and impartiality, upholding genuine dialogue and cooperation, and avoiding politicization of human rights issues. We also reiterate that all human rights, including the right to development, are universal, indivisible, interdependent, interrelated, and mutually reinforcing, and they merit equal emphasis. I thank you, Mr. President.